from WAMU 88.5 at American University in Washington. Welcome to the Kojo Namdi Show, connecting your neighborhood with the world. It's Food Wednesday. In February of 2002, a fairly typical Washington restaurant opened for business on a cozy corner of Pennsylvania Avenue. Signatures offered pretty standard fare for the class of white tablecloth eaters with easy access to expense accounts, fine wines, a $74 steak, and even pricier tasting menu. But the business behind Signatures was anything but ordinary. Its owner, Jack Abramoff, eventually became the poster child for corruption inside the Beltway, a disgraced lobbyist who did time in federal prison for schemes to corrupt members of Congress and their staffers. He has since described the dining room at Signatures as a cafeteria for the very people he was trying to influence, a place where he gave away hundreds of thousands of dollars in free food and drink, a place that served as one of the most powerful tools used in the most sprawling corruption scandal in Washington since Watergate. Jack Abramoff is now out of prison, and he's an advocate for closing the loopholes that allowed him to undertake those very schemes. He joins us in studio. Jack Abramoff is a former lobbyist. He was the owner of several restaurants in Washington, including the aforementioned Signatures. He's now, a radio talk show host and the author of Capital Punishment, the hard truth about corruption from America's most notorious lobbyist. Jack Abramoff, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Here is Grant in Washington, D.C. Grant, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thanks a lot. During the investigation, there was movement of $44,000 from Indian tribes into the Capital Athletic Foundation, which went to Israeli settlers for night vision goggles and sniper scopes and military gear. And I wanted Jack to explain whether that was really a charitable purpose and whether he thinks it would be a charitable purpose if nonprofits forwarded military gear to Palestinians trying to fend off illegal settlers.
Well, that it wasn't, other than what you mentioned, there weren't other military items. But no, I mean, I pled guilty to that. That was one of the things that I did that was wrong. I misused the charity, and I wound up pleading guilty to violations of tax law as a consequence.
Thank you very much for your call, Grant.